Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, July 3rd, Feast of St. Thomas, Apostle. The Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Commentary by Father Joan Serra y Fontanet, Barcelona, Spain. My Lord and my God. Today the Church celebrates the festivity of St. Thomas. After describing the apparition of Jesus on Easter Sunday, John the Evangelist tells us that the Apostle Thomas was not with them. And when the apostles, who had seen the Lord, were bearing witness of him, Thomas replied, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Jesus is good with Thomas and meets him. 8 days later, Jesus appears once more and tells Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Oh, Jesus, you are so good. If you ever see me moving away from you, come to meet me, as you did to meet Thomas. These words were Thomas' reaction, "My Lord and my God." How beautiful these words are. Thomas calls him Lord and God. He makes an act of faith in the divinity of Jesus. When seeing him resurrected, Thomas not only sees Jesus the man, with the apostles and eating with them, but his Lord and his God. Jesus reprimands him and tells him not to be incredulous, but a believer. And he adds, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." We have not seen the crucified Christ or the resurrected Christ either, nor has he appeared to us. But we are happy because we believe in this Jesus Christ that has died and resurrected for us. Let us therefore pray, "My Lord and my God, take from me everything that distances me from you. My Lord and my God, give me everything that brings me closer to you. My Lord and my God, detach me from myself to give my all to you."